Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is on His merit that I come before you with a message from the Lord, from the Word, coming with words of encouragement, words of assurance, and of course, words of insurance. If you will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll not go to hell. You'll not go to a devil's hell if you will trust Christ, if you will receive Him, if you're born again. I can give you that. And if you will trust the Lord, He will change your life and make you into a brand new creation. As I prepare and have been praying before coming on the air with the broadcast, I was thinking of the people who are bearing burdens of grief. There are many whose hearts are filled with sorrow. Sorrow that has been brought on because of the way one has lived or is living. The way a child is rebelling against the precepts and the laws of God, in stubbornness, living in sin, parents bearing great burdens of pain. And then there are some with sons who know who have not made contact with the family. Many years ago, I was in a home one Saturday evening, and a phone rang. And there was an older son in the family, been gone from the family for I don't know how long, but he had been gone a long time. And the phone rang, and one of the children of the family answered the phone. Then they found out who he was. They didn't know where he was, but everybody outside came running in. The family came around the phone. They were all weeping, crying, so glad to hear from this one. The parents were glad to hear. They hadn't heard. They didn't know anything about this son. Didn't know where he was. And I noticed that. I looked at them and thought, that must really be something. Because I never, didn't think of anything like that, just being a young man coming from getting old enough to drive and to visit. Didn't understand that a young man would go from his family, from his father and from his mother, sisters and brothers, and forget them. And live as though they did not exist. I didn't know that people would do things like that. I had heard people say things like, I haven't heard from my brother in 20 years. I haven't seen my brother in 15 years. And I had even heard some say, we haven't talked, hadn't had anything to do with each other for many years. That is a sad thing. You don't have to go through life at odds one with another. And many people don't go long through life bearing these grudges. But many go from home with an ungrateful attitude. They go out and they get involved in what they want to get into. I know that when I first was assigned and went away in the military, riding back home, it's such a painful thing to be away from home, making the choice, volunteering to go away, and still missing home. As a little child, I know that once I went away from home to stay with my grandparents in North Carolina, came back home, I was so glad to see my father sit on his knee. I told him I was so glad to see him, I missed him, and that was the first time I'd ever gone away from home like that. But there are people who go away from loved ones and they never look back. And I pray if I'm speaking to someone like that, get in touch with your loved ones. They want to know how you are. A mother's been praying for you. A father's been waiting and praying. A wife's been waiting for a wayward husband. A husband, children are waiting for a wayward mother. These things happen in this life. And some of the strangest situations. Sisters have never heard from their sisters and brothers, from their brothers, in a long time. If you've been saved, that's one of the indications that you've gotten things right with the Lord. You're willing to reestablish those relationships that are God-given. Father, we ask Thee to work today in many hearts, each who hears. We'll be careful to praise Thee, Lord Jesus, for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verse 22 now, the Lord has just finished speaking in verse 21 about sorrow being turned to joy, how that the world is in a state of so-called joy as far as they're concerned, and the Christians are sorrowing. But he says that's going to end. There will be a change. Christians will one day have the joy of the Lord. We have the joy of the Lord as our strength now, but one day we'll have His presence, and nothing will make us cry anymore. Nothing will bring sadness and broken hearts. There will be no more disappointments one day. That's the way things are now. A lot of disappointments. You have no certain hope in anything other than the Lord and the Word of God. That's where our hope is. We have these certain truths given to us, these definite truths given to us from God the Lord, from the living God, and we can rest on those promises. But there's going to come a hope, a day one, a time yet, when we won't have to worry about things being taken from us. You know, our health can go, and our youth will certainly slip away. I look at many people today and who have such sour attitudes toward old people, and they have such little patience with old people. And it's as though they're saying, I'm young. I'll never need anybody like you need me, or I'll never be a burden to anybody like you are a burden to me. You slow me down, and they don't even understand it. And another thing that bothers me immensely, too, those who have their health many times will look upon those whose health has been taken from them. They may be a young person, and the person whose health may have been hurt in an automobile wreck or something. And now there's one who is feeling like, I don't have the freedom to go as I once did just because of, well, just all it takes is one step for you to lose what you have. And stop boasting. You take your step and say, I'm going across the street. I will walk just a short distance across the street. How do you know that you're going to go to the other side? Aren't you presuming upon the grace of God? Don't you know that it is God who gives to you the strength to walk? Or some will say, I'm going to make myself a lot of money, and I'm going to this place, and I'm going to get this job, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to marry such and such. Wait a minute, hold it, stop, please. Aren't you presuming upon the grace of God? Aren't you acting like the unbeliever, the man or woman who leaves God out of his or her life? When you start talking about what you're going to do, you don't know God's plans for your life. You have no idea what they are. But I'll tell you one thing, as a Christian, I'll tell you God's plans for your life are good. They're good. When Job got up that morning, when all of those calamities fell upon him, he had no idea that was going to happen to him. Each of us today, who's lived for some time and are mindful of the fact that things happen in our lives, we've had things to happen and we had no idea they were going to happen. I've been praying for a family, just as it does with everyone. We get up, we start our day, go through the day, and something happens in the day that suddenly changes everything. And we feel like during this day, I've got to get this done. Oh, I must not fail to do this. It's so important that I get it done. And then something comes on the horizon and you forget about it. You forget how important those plans were. And you don't think anything about them anymore. You know, God has a way of making us see what really matters. You know what really matters? We've got to face God one day. We're going out one day to face God. And guess what? Those of you who don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, you're going out to face God by yourself. And that won't be a pleasant time if you go out without Christ. But those of us who are in Christ, We thank the Lord we'll not face God with our sin or in our sin. We have received Jesus Christ the Lord as Lord and Savior. Our sins are gone, blotted out, never to be brought up again. They're buried in the depths of the deepest sea, cast behind his back as far as the east is from the west. He chooses to remember them no more, and he receives us as he has received his Son. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Oh, sinner, I'm asking you today, don't you want God's forgiveness of sins? Don't you want the peace that God himself gives to those of us who know him as personal Lord and Savior? And backslider, don't you want the joy of the Lord, the joy of your salvation that you had when you first believed? Don't you want that again? Aren't you tired of the load of your sin of rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience? Aren't you tired of trying to rationalize and justify your sin and to call it something else and to justify your actions, trying to find the right person who will agree with you, trying to find the right formula that you can put in place to make your actions right, showing high your side and minimizing the side of the other person, telling only your side and making everyone think, oh, how rotten a wife or how rotten a husband you had or how rebellious your children are. How rebellious are you before the Lord? And yes, how rotten are you behind closed doors? So many times I hear of those saying, yes, oh, you don't have any idea how bad that person is. Well, I know that the Bible tells us that all have sinned. He tells us there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. I know he tells us that we cannot say I've never sinned or I have no sin. If we do, we lie. What do we need to do? Admit to God that we're sinners in need of his grace. The backslider can get right with God. You're in a barren country. You're in a drought, in a desolate land, and you need God's help. He will help you. You're in a far country. The Lord will help you out of that place into the place of abundance and blessings and strength and a time of joy. The oil of gladness on your soul. You know, you can get back to where you were with the Lord and even going for greater heights, greater depths in his word, knowing the joy that you once had with him. Sorrow falls upon you now, but as you hear the invitation, I pray that you will come to Jesus, that you will yield your life to him, receive Christ Jesus the Lord as your Savior, be born again. Get back into fellowship with the Lord, those of you who've fallen into a backslidden state. God will receive you back into the fellowship. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, for your word. We ask that you will speak to many today and glorify yourself through this message. This we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And do join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway.